1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm joined this hour by Robert Greene, the chairman, chief executive officer of Fraser Foods grocery chain, some 25 stores in the Southwest and the Southeast. And it's been a very difficult week for you, Mr. Greene. I thank you for joining us.
Well, it's an opportunity to get our side of the story out, Phil. Fraser Foods is a business that we call the family's pantry because we do believe we are a family-oriented business. And what has been written about our company in the last couple of weeks has caused a great many people in the Fraser Foods family a lot of embarrassment and, more importantly, a great deal of pain, because that's just not the company that we have.
All right. The film Brokeback Mountain, which has been a phenomenon, particularly with female viewers, was the sort of, I guess, the beginning of the idea for this, for what you guys originally called, I don't understand the Brokeback Mountain Olympics. What's the difference between that?
Well, first, it was called the Winter Movie Guide Sweepstakes, Phil, and it was part of a...
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, it was part of a partnership with different film companies and film distributors to tie in film releases with the Fraser Food product. Our intention was to continue our reputation as your family's grocery pantry, and that has been our business plan and our reputation with our customers, to promote the family and to do it in a way that makes sense with our customers. We wanted to maximize that by developing relationships with popular movies, and the Brokeback Mountain tie-in was very well intentioned on our part. And what surprised me, in an attempt to tie in with this film, our intention was to continue that reputation.
All right, tell me what went wrong with this promotional concept or this promotional tie-in.
I think the promotional idea, Phil, was sound.
You do?
Yes, I do. You get one or two people who are closed-minded and can tend to drive public perception. The film Brokeback Mountain obviously deals with a gay relationship between these two men, but the film, as you pointed out, has drawn a huge number of female viewers. Women shoppers, Phil, are primarily our customers during the week. We do an awful lot of business with the female consumer, and we wanted to tie in a film that is popular among women with our Winter Guide Sweepstakes.
All right, so this was an in-store contest.
It was an in-store contest in which we invited our shoppers in any of our 23 locations to join in what we called the Brokeback Mountain Olympics. In our produce section, we had displays that highlighted what we were featuring that week as part of the Winter Movie Guide Sweepstakes. And we asked any of our women shoppers, and you had to be married, which is something that I had pointed out to a couple of people who had interviewed us. You had to be married. And highlighting our commitment to the family's pantry reputation, this was a contest that only married women were invited to participate in.
Why is that?
Well, because I think that it was suitable only for married women. And we wouldn't want to encourage single women, or certainly underage women, to be part of this contest. This is for an adult female married shopper.
Okay.
In our produce section, to have some fun, our shoppers would be given a time limit of 20 seconds. She would have be given a peeled Dole or Del Monte banana. And within that time limit, would have to insert the banana all the way in to her mouth and back into her throat without having this gag reflex activate, and that would be within 20 seconds.
All right, so right there you can see you're going to get complaints.
And I understand that, and I expect a few, but here again, there is a misperception, and I think it's intentional, and I think it only comes from, I believe, this extreme right-wing religious fringe. That makes it difficult for us to conduct our business, and that is that these were married women only invited to do this. Women who most likely had gone to see the film Brokeback Mountain. Our feeling was that as a married woman, it is not unusual. It's not an unusual thing to ask, nor would it be unusual for her to at least attempt it. And that is all that we were asking.
Yeah, but there's the likelihood that there are children with her. There's also the perception the film Brokeback Mountain is reduced, at least in the eyes of your company, to just a movie about gay sex.
No, and I completely disagree with that. We let people know that this is a contest, and by their nature, contests are fun, and they're a little bit silly. And number two, there is a pretty good chance that women know what Brokeback Mountain is about, so we can't reduce their perception of that film. And Phil, number three, and again, I want to stress this, these are married women, and we're asking them to be part of this contest, and there is every reason to believe that if it wasn't something that, you know, as a married woman, she knew how to do, I suppose through our contest, it's a skill she could acquire. But again, this is something that we did not enter into trying to offend anyone, and yet the negative press that it has stirred makes me believe that the religious right, I think, is against us, and that there is a very, very intolerant strain of thought at large in our country right now.
All right, Robert Green joins us from Fraser Foods. He is the chief executive officer of the 25-store chain. The Brokeback Mountain Olympics, an in-store contest. This is the obvious sexual nature of this, I think, is what has some people offended.
Well, no, Phil, I would disagree. I think what has people offended is the obvious humor. It's a fun contest. There is nothing. This is not brain surgery. We're not asking for people's opinion. We're not asking you to make a bold political statement. We're having some fun with our female shoppers.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Robert Green about the in-store promotion that has... Would you say this thing has backfired?
No, I don't think it's backfired. I think we've had a handful of complaints that have blown up in the press. Again, we're promoting this film. We know that women like the movie.
Well, but the Brokeback Mountain, a film about a gay relationship, and you have women with these bananas in your store.
That's correct.
You don't see that as... See, what I would believe is that it is making fun of the movie.
That is absolutely incorrect.
And it's not only making fun of the movie, it's making fun of the women in the store, is it not?
No, sir.
Why not?
I'll tell you why not, Phil. Again, I want to stress married women.
This is about the third time you said that.
Because what we're doing is we are asking women who are already legally married and legally engaged in that kind of thing to have some fun and show us what they can do. The second thing, I think, and more importantly, Phil, this is not mocking the movie Brokeback Mountain. It's having fun with it. If you remember a few years ago, there was a movie out called Star Wars. And Star Wars is a movie about science fiction and so forth. There was death in that movie. There was violence. And yet you still had toys, Star Wars toys. Now, we don't promote that our children practice this kind of, killing another human being. But we are saying it's a fun movie. And here's a Darth Vader hat or they can wear an Ewok mask or something like that. You see, Star Wars had violence in it, and yet they had toys associated with it. Brokeback Mountain is a serious drama about the relationship between two gay men, and yet we have a little bit of fun in our store asking married women, to show us what they can do with this banana and do it in a 20-second time limit. And by the way, I wanted to mention what the prize was, because here is the thing that's most important. The winner, the first woman that could do this, Phil, in every store, got a grocery store shopping spree at that Fraser Foods location worth $1,000.
And now, when you say a grocery show, she goes through the store?
She's got 2 minutes to get up to $1,000 worth of groceries for free by taking the shopping cart to the store. And that part was not advertised. So what you're talking about here, we're having a little bit of fun with this movie. The women get to feed their families for free, and why can't we do this? Because there's no sense of humor anymore out there. No one can laugh at themselves, and so people go hungry, and that is the problem.
Well, when you say people go hungry,
I mean... Well, no, I mean, we're talking about women who would have had a $1,000 shopping spree, but now, we can't do it because... You know, because someone got offended that a woman, she puts a banana down her throat or whatever you want to call it. Now she can't get the $1,000 worth of food. Children could go hungry. Someone may starve. You know, because she, and a lot of these women, I think I blame them. They're selfish. They are.
Well, you can't call a woman. In other words, you're asking women to come into the store, put a banana down their throat as part of a Brokeback Mountain tie-in, which has got to be humiliating.
Well, Phil, you know, no, I don't think it's humiliating.
Well, it's got to be humiliating. You know,
if they're fans of the movie, they understand this isn't good fun. But because some of these women don't want to do that, they would rather not put a banana or do whatever. They'd rather see someone go hungry in their family. Fine.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene joins us from Fraser Foods on a in-store tie-in with the movie Brokeback Mountain. A grocery store shopping spree worth $1,000 if you could take a... And what was the company, bud?
Del Monte.
If you can put a peeled Del Monte banana down your throat without gagging, right?
Without the gag reflex, yeah.
The first woman to do that and hold it for 20 seconds got a $1,000 shopping spree. You've just heard Robert Greene, who's the CEO of the company, saying that they're having a little bit of fun with the movie Brokeback Mountain, that they did not intend to offend anybody, that women who know the movie and enjoy the movie would see the humor in it. However, they've gotten a lot of negative press, and he says that many of the women who refuse to partake in the contest, their families could starve. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Robert Greene. Very interesting topic on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. This contest, sir, it's a $1,000 shopping spree. Now, you were on record earlier in the week in the Los Angeles Times saying that there are families that could go hungry as a result of this contest being eliminated. And I wanted you to explain that because, first of all...
Phil, what we're talking about...
No, but first of all, if you've got women who are putting a banana all the way down their throat as kind of a, quote, fun thing on Brokeback Mountain, are you not asking them to humiliate themselves in public?
No, what's happened, Phil, is this. You get organizations like Now, and you get these organizations that don't understand that this is an opportunity for a woman to win a $1,000 shopping spree through our store, and all she has to do is have a little bit of fun with us, and it ties in with Brokeback Mountain.
Are you videotaping this?
We have a video camera going. It is only shown. We've got in-store monitors that are set up at our checkout stands. A lot of stores will show the stock prices, or they'll show sports highlights. We were running highlights of the Brokeback Mountain Olympics, the women, putting the banana in their throat. But there are some people that don't want women to feed their families.
So in other words, a woman doesn't get a chance at $1,000 worth of food.
That's right. Because of these other people who don't want them to have fun and feed their family for free because maybe they can afford to come into my store and buy our food. I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Fraser Foods Brokeback Mountain Olympics, in which women in the female customers in the produce section are asked if they can put an entire banana in their throat. Let's talk to Wendy. Hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just want to know where this guy gets off thinking that he's not going to have an adverse opinion effect with seeing a woman stick a banana down her throat. I mean, how would people not react badly to that?
Well, I anticipated people reacting, but what I didn't anticipate is a concerted effort to keep us from having a contest, a promotional effort that is all in fun.
Well, but honestly, I'm 25 years old. I'm not at all right-winged. I do not consider myself conservative at all.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think if I walked into the produce aisle of my grocery store and saw women stuffing bananas down their throats in a way of, you know, mocking fellatio, that's disgusting to me.
First of all, let the record show you're the first one to use that word. And
yeah, but Mr. Green, isn't that what we're talking about, sir?
That's what it comes down to.
All right. But let's, if we could keep that word out of it, what I'm saying simply is this. We're having some fun based upon the fact that women like the movie Brokeback Mountain. And
well, what does Brokeback Mountain have to do with... That's what I want to know. And besides, you're not keeping people from feeding their families with $1,000. That's ridiculous.
No, ma'am. I would disagree with that because, first of all, a woman that wants to participate in this contest, because of this negative press, now she doesn't want to, and so she doesn't get the chance at $1,000 worth of free food.
Well,
that keeps
if you're
people
starving,
from eating.
Okay, well, and you're saying that people are going to starve. If you're starving,
right.
You're not going to waste food and shove bananas down your throat. So,
No, that's ridiculous.
No,
look, if she puts a banana down her throat for 20 seconds, she wins. We're not wasting any food.
Well, what about a woman who puts a banana down her throat for less? You realize that you're asking women to humiliate themselves.
Yeah,
publicly humiliate
yourself.
No, ma'am.
Keep reiterating the married woman thing. I think it might be even more disturbing to see mothers in there than something like on Girls Gone Wild.
Can I ask you a question? Are you telling me that married women, in other words, don't know?
No, I'm not saying
how,
that at all. I'm saying
that
I don't think they belong in the grocery store mocking it or showing you what they can do.
And I would submit to you that you're prejudiced. Not me. You are.
I never said you were prejudiced.
Well, I would submit that you are being exclusionary, thinking, well, married women shouldn't do that.
I just don't think they need to be doing...
Your criticism
I don't think it needs
is,
to be done in a grocery store produce
Where should it be done?
Well, I think there's
a place
for that and a market for that, and it's not your grocery store.
Ma'am, we're talking about the average married woman.
Yeah, and
forgive me for this. We're talking about the average married woman showing us what she can do as opposed to some paid porn actress and winning $1,000.
So in other words, it is comparable to fellatio then.
You're looking for me to say that. You're looking for that because...
No, I'm not.
In other words, you're like the person that doesn't have any answers. You're hoping that I'll slip up to give you an argument.
No, you're denying the fact that it is mocking fellatio.
Are you not saying, though, that...
This lady says that married women shouldn't know that kind of thing.
No, I never said that at all.
I said they shouldn't
be doing it on a grocery store produce aisle where there could be children around.
Why doesn't the child know what that's about? Why does the child know what that is? Everything you say, you just sink deeper and deeper into a sea of dumb.
Oh, you're right.
You are. Why would a child know what that means?
Why would a child know what that means?
Would it be okay if I held a contest where a married man ate a pomegranate?
I don't understand what that has to do with any other...
Exactly.
That'd be fine.
Exactly. Because you don't know what that means. I don't know what a pomegranate is? Yeah, ask any man what eating a pomegranate is like, and he'll tell you. But you want to attribute to children knowledge of something that they shouldn't have.
All right, look it. Maybe the lady didn't mean to say that. What we're saying is, if you've got... What do you mean eating a pomegranate?
I don't understand that either.
Boy. You're kidding, right?
I'm kidding about what?
A married man eating a pomegranate looks like what? Do you know what a pomegranate is, ma'am?
It's full of little juicy seeds.
I don't understand how that looks like anything.
All right, what about a married man eating a peach?
What about it?
It's really not the same as trying to shove something down your throat and keep the gag reflex from working.
Okay, I mean, if you obviously know a little bit more about it than me, whatever that means. Well, this lady here is trying to come off like she's goody two-shoes, but she apparently knows all about something going in the back of her throat.
Well, you also said it was promoting other movies. What other movies were you promoting,
promoting,
and what were those?
It's promoting Brokeback Mountain.
All right, look, Wendy, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. That was a spirited exchange, but I would submit to you, Bob, that you didn't hear what she was saying.
I heard her, Mr. Henry, loud and clear. Number one, she wants to attribute to a child knowledge of some kind of an act that I don't. So a mother in a grocery store engaged in a contest to see if she can get a banana down her throat without gagging, that doesn't mean anything to a child. It's between the store and the woman. It's nobody else's business.
But you're videotaping it.
We're videotaping it. No, I'm not putting a sign on the video that says, and this is Mrs. Joe Smith, and take a look at that.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Green is with us from Fraser Foods, the grocery chain that was running what they called the Brokeback Mountain Olympics. Any woman in any one of their 23 stores who was able to put a banana in her throat and keep it there for 20 seconds without the, without the gag reflex activating, meaning...
Well, it's a very obvious reflex, Phil. People have seen, and in other words, if that does not activate, then that woman wins a $1,000 shopping spree. The comment that you made, Phil, I wanted to address.
All right, go ahead. During the break, I told, and then we'll get to a couple of calls. During the break, I said, did the companies who are involved in wholesaling the bananas to you, and those are Chiquita, Dole?
We deal with Chiquita, Dole, Del Monte, United Fruit Corporation, Carib Fruit Corporation.
Do they know what that their product is being used for?
Their product is being sold, Mr. Hendry. If that's the...
Well, I mean, do they know that their product is being used in this contest?
Their product is being sold, and sold well, and marketed well. This is an opportunity for... the Carib Food Corporation, which has not had a very large market here in the United States in terms of their fruit sales, banana sales, Chiquita and Dole and Del Monte have pretty much ruled the roost. And I made a joke, and it might have been in bad taste, but that was my point.
Well, the joke you made was when they see some woman, quote, deep-throating a Carib Food Corporation banana, they'll know they hit the big time.
I didn't say that in public.
Well, it was said in private, and it made the press.
I did not say that in public.
Well, you say when they see some woman deep-throating a Carib food... Were you talking to a gentleman from the company?
I was talking to a representative, yeah. From a Venezuelan representative of their company, yeah. But I did not know that was going to be, I'm speaking the language of these business people. When I look at a Venezuelan businessman... And I look him straight in the eye, and I say, I'm Bob Green of Fraser Foods, and that banana that you are wholesaling to me, I don't need it. I can get Chiquita, I can get Dole, I've got American companies I can deal with. American. I don't need to go to the Caribbean, but you know what? I'm going to do you a favor. I buy the wholesale Carib Food Corporation banana, and I use it, And I said, and that's when I made the comment, when you see her blankety blank.
And then you videotape these women with the bananas down their throats, and do you send them copies?
No, I do not, sir.
Well, I have information that you send copies of these videotapes for sales seminars.
No, sir, I do not.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mindy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I am just appalled. First of all, if I had my child in that store,
what does
and
a child
women
know
are
about, see, I don't understand. What does a child know about that?
This banana. Okay, sir, you've had your turn to talk.
Yeah,
now
but,
it's
ma'am,
mine.
I'd like to ask you a question.
You need to,
what
you
does
need
your
stop
child
and listen.
Know? What does your child know about a banana going into the throat? I don't understand what that means.
First of all, a banana is something that is eaten by children every
right,
day.
Right. Exactly. But she doesn't know what that is that you're doing.
It doesn't matter. You are showing it on the screens of the.
Then it's not about children.
They're at home and they're eating a banana and they're like, look, mommy, look what I'm doing. I'm doing like what the lady did in the store. You can't tell me that they're not going to go to school and try to eat a banana that way. I don't care if they don't know
what about a better
what
question
it means.
Is, a better
You're
question.
Implying to them what they shouldn't see.
Go ahead. What am I implying to them? See, you are attributing to children knowledge. Let me ask you a question, ma'am. Are you telling me that your kids know what that act looks like?
No,
because
they don't.
If you do,
and they shouldn't need
then
to know
you've got
what
a bigger
that
problem.
Like. I don't care if it's a banana,
ma'am,
or if it's a penis.
I agree with you.
It shouldn't be shown.
I agree with you that it shouldn't be shown, and you don't do it on a banana. So,
in other words, when you have a woman with a banana in her throat in this Brokeback Mountain Olympics, she's not simulating it?
Look, the two of you want to see... This is the problem that we're having. The two of you want to see something filthy where there isn't anything filthy. It's just... A woman showing what she can do.
Showing
only to those of us who know.
Do. Because that's something that a woman should be proud of in public.
Is it something she should be ashamed of? I mean,
it's not that she's something she should be ashamed of, but not in public.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Green, because this was also dealt with, and I've been trying to you had women holding a banana between their breasts and getting bonus points if they could peel it with their mouth, right?
Oh, boy, you know, you want to see a big deal in everything, don't you?
It is a big deal.
What's a big deal about that?
You had women holding a banana between their breasts and peeling it with their mouth.
And this woman here that I'm talking to right now thinks that women should be ashamed of having that kind of talent.
No, did I say that? Did I say
yes,
that?
Yes, you did. You just said to me, ma'am.
I did not say they should be ashamed of what they can do. What I said is they don't need to be advertising it in public. It's between her and her husband in the bedroom.
Let me ask you a question. Suppose she wants to show it in public.
Well, then don't show it to where kids
here
can
we go again
it.
With the kid thing. Kids don't know that a banana... First of all, a child doesn't know what a man's organ is, and thank God for that.
First
number
of all,
two, they're never going to think a banana
all,
is one.
I have sons,
ma'am,
and they do know what a penis is.
Ma'am, excuse me. I'd like the record to show, Phil, that I haven't used these words at all. I've had at least three or four women I've talked to tonight using these words. And
they're trying to explain to you.
You don't have
that there
to use
are,
the words.
Well,
your actions speak for everything.
Ma'am, at your house,
your
if a boy thinks that a woman is... If a boy, at your house, you teach your kids that a woman can get pregnant from a banana, good luck.
Did I mention anything about pregnancy?
Yes,
no,
you did.
I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, because you basically are saying if she can... Deep throat. If she can deep throat a Del Monte, then it,
can we not use that term?
What I'm sorry. What I'm saying is, if she can.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just said it. You just messed up. If she can deep throat a Del Monte.
No. What I'm saying, if she gobs a Del Monte.
What I'm saying is, you're teaching it. These kids are going to see what these women
exactly.
are doing.
Exactly. I think
and
you made Mindy.
Eat a banana.
Mindy, this is Phil, and I think you made the excellent point when you said, "What if a child tries to do that?"
Ever heard of a gag reflex? Thank you.
Well, what does that mean?
A kid can't do it. If a kid's going to try to do what mommy can do, look at women have spent years perfecting that, and I don't mean if a wife knows how to do that, she's practiced it. And a kid isn't going to be able to do it.
Well, what if the kid thinks it's a cool thing to do and tries to do it?
At school, of all places.
So?
It's a banana. They eat it every day. And if they go to school and they try to do these things, you know, their teachers are going to see it. There's adults around, and they're going to say, what are you doing to
ma'am,
that
can
banana?
I tell you something? First of all, a banana is... I went my entire school years as a child never eating a banana.
Well,
and
you
the
were
reason
deprived
for that,
then.
No, I ate apples, I ate oranges, I ate peaches. But my mother had enough respect for me and for my brothers not to put bananas into our lunch bags.
Oh, respect? You're retarded.
How am I retarded?
What do you mean respect?
Your mom gave you respect to not give you a banana?
What do you mean respect?
I think it is an insult for any mother to put a banana into a boy's lunch bag so he sits there. Boy, if this lady doesn't know what I'm talking about, you're
saying
no,
that
no, no,
eating
no.
a banana is an insult because it's an image of a boy eating a...
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And you're probably the kind... I don't want to characterize this
so
lady.
So that was an insult to you.
No, I'm simply saying that to send a boy to school with a banana in his bag and he sits there at lunchtime, gobbing a banana...
How can you not say this concept is not sexual?
Ma'am, do you eat bananas?
I eat bananas.
I mean, how often?
Every day. I buy bananas for my household every day, and we
eat bananas.
All right,
can I ask you, and here's a question. How many bites would you say it takes for you to eat it? But in other words, if you eat a banana, you take one bite, does that take about half the banana off, or what?
No.
Why are you asking this?
Are you trying to say that I deep throw a banana every time I eat a banana?
Once again, ma'am,
no,
you're the one
not.
Using the filth. You're the one using the filth.
You just asked her how many bites does it take for her to eat a banana.
I said how much of the banana does she get in her throat, or not in her throat, but before she takes the first bite. See, that's what I'm talking about. And you send a little boy to school, and there he is all, yeah, you know. You know what? Why don't you drop?
You're so
it.
Off the
you know
radar
what?
That you have no idea what
no,
you're talking
no,
about.
No, you have no idea what I'm talking about either because you have a son that's going to go off
and
to school someday.
And for one thing, that whole pomegranate thing was just off the wall because have you ever ate a pomegranate? Do you ever just dive bomb into a pomegranate? No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yes, you do. What do you mean dive bomb in? Man, anything that I got to use my lips and tongue on, I'm there, and...
All right, hold on for a minute.
Let me Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. The juices flow when Bob Green's in town. Now,
will you put him on hold? The juices flow when Bob Green's in town. What a sick, twisted bastard. Dive bomb a pomegranate. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All I got to say is good luck, man. Good luck, Mr. Green. Here's a guy who's, you guys at the Carib Food Corporation, I can move your product, but you better let me just, I got some promotional ideas if she can deep Frota Del Monte. All right, our number 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Henry Show. Two notes. One, more to the point of our radio show. Our audio archives have been updated and have had an immense amount of material added to them. And our audio archive, I should say. I don't know why I pluralized that. But in the audio archive, we've got an immense amount of new material. And using the search engine on our website to look up all kinds of bits, and I don't care what, it has never been better. Now, if you, and I get more email from people say, you remember that bit where the guy talked about a talking dog? All you got to do is go to our website, go to the audio archive, enter into the search engine dog or talking dog. Okay? Boom. You're going to get a bunch of clips. I entered in, for instance, the name Rudy. For Rudy Canosa, I've got 24 clips. And a lot of these, I think, may have been recently added because there's no real information. And we try as much as we can to give you information on each clip. I also entered in the word ass. I got, I didn't get anything. But if you enter in, for instance, retard, like 50 clips come up. So what I'm trying to say here is that we've got a very effective search engine. You've got to be specific, as with all search engines, but it's a great way to look for material. If you are looking for a particular bit, it's a great way to find it by going to the audio archives and going to the search engine. Now, I don't know if this works with full of the 30-day archive or not. I think something tells me it might. But it's a really good way to find material that you may have heard and want to hear again, but you can't really pinpoint what it was. And it's a lot quicker than writing us an email and having us research it and send you back an email, because a lot of times we're not able to answer all of them. So do that. The other thing is, I wanted to tell you about our television show Teachers, and I say ours, I really mean the NBC show that I'm a part of called Teachers. It's going to be debuting on March the 28th at 9:30 p.m. following Scrubs. It's going to be a very cool comedy block there on Tuesday night, from Scrubs to Teachers. The producing team of our show, Matt Tarsis and others, were involved in the writing and producing of Scrubs. We also have Bill Rubel, who was with Will and Grace, and our cast, Justin Bartha and Sarah Alexander, Dion Richmond, myself, Kali Roca, Matt Winston, and Sarah Shahi. Real good to look at, especially Sarah, Kali, and Sarah. Wow. Those chicks are so hot. You remember when you were at the show the other night, Mark? I don't know. I don't want to mention any names. Somebody that we work with, a very nice guy, and a guy who works very hard, but a little weird. I won't say who he is.
Trevor.
Thought that... I'm kidding around with you, Trevor. Well, you did think that Sarah was looking at you, right? Well, I asked her. She don't even remember who you were. I'm kidding. I didn't ask her. She's got a boyfriend, dude. Back it down, man. You know, just kind of ease your foot off that Ferrari and let the McLaren SLR pass you. Otherwise, you're going to go right into that telephone pole. Oh, you mean he did? Did you hear about that? You guys heard about that, right? This guy goes 200 miles an hour down Pacific Coast Highway here the other morning. Now, this is a highway, not unlike, when I say a highway, I ain't saying expressway or freeway. I'm saying a highway. Which means in some places it's bumpy, in other places it's flat, it's a highway. Some places it's got stoplights, and some places it's wide open farm country, right? Well, Pacific Coast Highway out here is just that kind of a highway. Now, here comes jackass number 6, otherwise known as some clown from Sweden, and he's doing 200 miles an hour in a Ferrari Enzo at 7 o'clock in the morning, drunk out of his freaking mind, piles a $1 million car into a telephone pole, shears the pole, rips the car to pieces. He walks away with a scratch on his lip. He's found by the cops later. He claims some other guy was driving it. Yeah, right, sure. You drunk Swede. Now, guess why he was going 200 miles an hour on Pacific Coast Highway? You might not have heard this part. Well, after the break, I'll tell you. Coming up, Phil will tell you why that drunk Laplander was going 200 at PCH in the Ferrari. Coming up in a moment of the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You don't know why that guy was going so fast? Because he was drunk. There was no Mercedes McLaren SLR. Sounded like a good story. The Mercedes McLaren SLR is a 600-horsepower car. It's about a $400,000 car, not a million. And it can run, but it ain't no Ferrari. And you don't want to really come out and say that, because that means basically you got your ass kicked by a Mercedes, you were in a Ferrari. What a loser. Now they're saying this guy had ties to the Swedish mob. Huh? I didn't know there was one. What's that about? The Swedish mob. In any event, there's got to be a joke in there, but guess what, man? I'm tired. It's Phil Hendry Show. I'm getting in my McLaren. I'm going home.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.